Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Taxi!
Most city dwellers are familiar with the struggles of trying to flag down a cab when it's raining or freezing or both. But what if you could just hail a cab from your smartphone? New apps like Halo, Uber, and Flywheel now allow passengers in cities including New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. to locate and hail cabs from their phones and pay online. In San Francisco, Flywheel is dispatching around 16,000 rides per month for about half of the city's cabs. Halo has more than 500 cabs working the streets of Chicago every day. But in New York City, the on-demand taxi app has been slow to catch on. A recent report found that trips arranged by smartphone during the first month these were available in June, they accounted for less than 0.25% of all yellow taxi rides. And after this info came out, I tweeted about it, writing, "Old habits die hard for New Yorkers." And the woman sitting next to me, Stacey Marie Ishmael, tweeted back. And Stacey, what did you say?
Brown people disagree.
Stacey Marie Ishmael is a product manager at a tech startup and an advocate for minorities and tech. And Stacey, why do you say that brown people disagree?
I think one of the advantages of these kinds of apps is they remove the uncertainty that you face that a cab driver will pass you by because they're profiling you based on how you look, expecting that you will maybe want to go to the outer boroughs like Brooklyn or Queens, or, you know, sort of more nefariously potentially be a criminal.
A criminal. Has this, and you feel like you've...
I've definitely experienced the you're out late and you're trying to get a cab and you're the one with the strategic spot and you are getting passed by, or you and your group of friends are getting passed by for sort of people who look less brown.
You know, it's funny. I've heard of people, and I've actually seen it, you know, men on the street raising their hand and the taxi goes right on by,
yep.
Even though they're empty and they're obviously looking for a fare. But it's very unusual that we hear that from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you are sort of being profiled the same way as minority men?
When I am in groups with minority men, mm-hmm. it affects us as a group. When I've been alone, I had an interesting experience in that until very recently, I had extremely long dreadlocks and I wore a head wrap. And I would almost never get a cab. And then I cut all my hair off and stopped wearing a head wrap. And now I get a cab all the time.
Huh. So what do you think that these apps then do? Because when you use an app, they don't know what you look like?
Precisely. So I think there are kind of two elements there. One, it takes away the possibility that you're not going to want to take me somewhere because you think I live in the outer boroughs, or you are discriminating against me on the basis of, you know, you think I'm going to rob you, or I might commit some kind of random act of vandalism based on your profiling of me. And the second thing is, too, I think it gives a degree of safety for me. One of the things I like about some of these apps is you can actually share your location with someone.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if you're getting into a cab late at night, I can actually send a text to somebody and say, hey, I'm in this cab and I'll be home shortly. And if I'm not home, like,
you know,
let me
sound
know.
Sound the alarm.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess we should also point out that the way people use these apps is going to vary from city to city. So maybe San Francisco and other places are a better fit than maybe New York.
I think also one of the challenges with New York is there had been so much back and forth around whether these were legal,
mm-hmm.
that there's a great deal of hesitation for people to actually use them because they don't know what the status is. And unlike in other cities, a lot of these apps, Halo in particular, don't take care of the transaction for you in terms of payment. So when I use Halo in London, I never have to give the taxi driver cash because it just accepts my credit card details in the app. The ride is done, I'm out, it's over. So it reduces that uncertainty. And I think one of the attractions of the apps in these other places is that if you don't have cash on you, you don't have to worry, well, maybe the cab driver isn't going to take my card.
I mean, from what you're saying, it almost seems like even if some New Yorkers don't get e-hailing, having it here in the city is worthwhile in a completely different way because they're bringing cabs to underserved areas and maybe underserved people.
I definitely think so. You know, I like talking to taxi drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first times I took Halo here, I asked the cab driver, well, when do you find this useful? And he said, well, really off peak, when he's just sort of trawling the city and doesn't know where he might find a fare, this is a much more directed and less wasteful way of him getting a guaranteed fare than just driving around hoping somebody will be looking for a cab.
Stacey Marie, thank you so much for your time and for tweeting back at me.
Anytime, Manoush.
Stacey Marie Ishmael is a product manager at a tech startup. She writes and thinks a lot about minorities and tech.